It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of John, John chapter 6. We're going to begin reading with verse 52, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter. John chapter 6, verse 52 through verse 71. While you're opening your Bible so that you can read along today, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Love to hear from you. If you'd like to send a note or a card, why, would be the same address, Parkview Bible Church, 18th and Church Street, Hamilton, Illinois, zip code 62341, and add the box number, if you would please, box 43. Now that you're ready to read the Word with me today, please follow along as I read John chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 52. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" And then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" And he spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Let's begin with prayer before we start today. Father, I thank you that we can come and enjoy this precious time. It's just a joy to open your Word and to study it, to follow the words, your Word, Lord, to know exactly how we're to live, exactly how that you saved us, what we need to do for salvation, how we need to live for you. All this is in your precious book. It's in your Word, and I thank you for it. Now please, Father, that you'll guide and lead us as we enjoy each step and each stage of the of your Word. It's just wonderful, Lord, to study, and it's wonderful to come closer to you. Now I ask that you would touch the hearts of the lost, that they will feel that your convicting power upon their heart. And as we look to these words here, we find that some stopped following. Many believed, many didn't believe. Father, please, that today, all that are listening, that they will believe today and come to you. Now please touch each and every heart, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked from the verse 52 down through verse 58, but I wanted to read that once again today. And because it begins with verse 59, "These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum, and many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" And in order to start there, we needed to go back and read through the other verses of Scripture. And if you'll remember, last time we were together, why, as we read this, it's very clear, and some people believe that in, like, the Lord's Supper, for instance, that they actually take the actual body of the Lord Jesus. They actually take the blood of the Lord Jesus. Jesus was standing right here speaking to them, and he did not slice his wrist and pour out some blood for them. He did not take a section of flesh and hand it to them to eat. He did not do that. And if he was going to present himself in that manner, he would have. He didn't. And as well, we know, because over in the other verses of Scripture, we find that it was for by the Spirit and not physical. And we need to always know that there is through the Word of God spiritual pictures, and there are physical, literal pictures, and we need to be able to discern those. And as we study the Word of God, you can find that it's very easy to do that. And we find down in verse 63, it says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh and profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life." And so it's very clear here that it is speaking of coming to know Jesus, taking the Lord Jesus as the picture with Moses and the manna that fell from the heavens, and as that manna they would eat that food, and it kept them. And it was something they put in. They literally took and consumed. And we need to do the same thing with Jesus. We need to consume him. We need to take him in, take him on completely. You know, the Lord Jesus comes into our heart and lives within us by the means of the Holy Spirit. And we need to trust in him by faith. And that's the reason that he takes such a period of time here and takes several verses to try to explain the need to come and to abide, have Jesus abide in you. And the way you can, the picture he has given here is the drinking and the eating, because that's two things that are very natural to us that we understand. And we need to take on Jesus in that manner. We need to receive him. And that's been abandoned today by so many folks, that they do not believe in a personal relationship with Jesus. If you don't, then you're missing salvation. You do not know the Lord Jesus. You can't walk with the Lord Jesus. Some have changed that personal relationship and that personal walk to, again, something with involving the Lord's Supper, for instance, that they believe that when it's blessed, why then it becomes actually the body or the blood, or some also believe that when you take it and put it in your mouth, then it's transformed into the actual body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. By doing that, then you have taken on Jesus, and you receive forgiveness of sins, you receive life everlasting. All this is taught by so many different folks through the years, and it's wrong, my friend. We need to walk with the Lord Jesus. We need to trust in the Lord Jesus by faith, and that's the means of taking him on. It says here it's by spirit, not by flesh. The flesh profits nothing. And so you need to understand that the Lord Jesus took on this body, and as he took on the body, he was perfect. He never once sinned. But to have taken on that pieces and the parts of that flesh, it's not taught in the Word of God. And so I know so many people, they come up with different understandings and things like that. Please look to the Word of God and trust in the Word. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus for salvation, not through some sacrament or something that you do on a weekly or daily or monthly or yearly basis, however often that you may take the Lord's Supper. Don't think that there's anything special to that. It's a purpose of remembering. That's what we're told back in Corinthians, in remembrance of me. And that's what we're to do. It's not that when you take it that there's actually forgiveness of sins involved with that. Because if you would have it in that manner, then we would need to understand that Jesus dies every time you take a piece of him. Can you imagine that? No, Jesus died on the cross. He finished the work. His blood is presented unto the Holy of Holies. as we have the picture through Leviticus and back into Hebrews, and we know what has taken place, we know it's finished, it's completely done, and there is no ongoing giving out of the body of Jesus other than coming by faith to Him, trusting in Him, and He comes to live within our hearts. So please that you trust in Jesus today and walk after Him. Now we find here that these sayings were kind of difficult for these people to understand. He says, what do you mean, eat my flesh and drink my blood, and dwelleth in me and I in him? Verse 56 says, as the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. And again, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Now, if you take on Jesus, if you trust by faith in the Lord Jesus and walk after Him, you will become a child of God. You'll become a Christian. So please, and a Christian, the definition of Christian is Christ-like. So please that you look unto the Lord Jesus. You take Him on. I just can't stress that enough, the importance of a personal relationship with Jesus. To take Him, to receive Him. Because today, it can be done in so many different ways. People, you have instruction maybe in your church, and maybe if you come forward during the church service and join the church, then that makes you a part of the body of Christ, and then you can take the Lord's Supper or the communion, whichever you call it. Baptism is usually required. All these things are things that are taken from the Word of God. And so they are necessary to join the local church, necessary to take the Lord's Supper, a joy to do it. It's a joy to be baptized. It's a joy to study the Word of God. But all those things come as a result of a relationship with Jesus. You don't do it so you can say, now that I'm doing this, I'm working my way, I have eternal life because I take communion, because I'm baptized, because if you keep doing that, that's wrong. It comes with a personal relationship with Jesus, and then everything else comes to pass beyond that, after that, as fellowship, not as a requirement for salvation. Many of his disciples, when they had heard this, they said, this is a hard saying, we cannot hear it. And so when people get to talking about Jesus Christ and speak of Jesus and coming to the Lord Jesus, and you hear the Word of God, and he talks clearly about coming by faith to the Lord Jesus. You know, we enjoy back in Romans, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Those are hard things for people to hear and to accept and to receive because people do not like the Word of God. The Holy Spirit comes and touches your heart, draws you to the Lord, and upon doing that, you have a decision that needs to be made. Are you going to come to the Lord Jesus, or are you going to reject the Lord Jesus? Many people here, even the disciples, folks that were following, now this isn't necessarily the 12, we'll find that a little later, that many left and the 12 were still there. So not just necessarily the 12 only, but many, therefore, of the disciples, when they had heard this, this is a hard saying. And so are you believing the Word of God today? Are you listening that He is your life as you eat bread and drink water or drink wine, that sustains you, that keeps you? Well, so will the Lord Jesus if you take Him. If you receive Him as your Savior today, as you would bread and the wine, or bread and water, as two very basics, you know, He is the living water and He is the bread of life, as the Scripture tells us. So many examples, because God knows how we're made, and He realized that we are always wanting to eat. There are necessary things. We're always wanting something to drink. That's the reason your companies out there are making millions and billions of dollars in producing soft drinks and fast foods and all these things, because we love to do those things. We love to go out and buy that and to consume it. And it's not long that we go back for more. And we need to do the same thing with Jesus. We need to understand that we need to desire Him, receive Him, and take Him on and take Him in as you do food. Not physically, one bite at a time, but spiritually, we need to do that. And only through and by the Lord Jesus. But it was a hard saying. They didn't understand. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, "Does this offend you? When I talk about this, that you need to I'm going to die on the cross, I'm going to, my sins are, my perfect life are going to take your sins away. Does that offend you when you understand that you're a sinner and that you're lost? Does my word offend you?" He knew it did. Now, does the word of God offend you? When some dear brother or sister or someone that's close to you would come to you and say that my friend, I know that you were born in sin, you are a sinner, you need to come by faith to Jesus and be saved. Will you please surrender today and come to him? Will you do that? And are they offended by that when you call them a sinner? You're not judging them, you're stating a fact. They're born in sin. They were conceived in sin. Each one of you. Every one of you. So please that you would recognize that and come to the Lord Jesus. But they were very offended, not just slightly or not just kind of out of sorts a little bit. They kind of had their nose out of joint. They were offended. And when Jesus knew it in himself, his disciples murmured at it, they said to him, "Does this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?" Jesus just keeps adding more information. He has told them before that I have come down from heaven. Now how about when I go back up? What's that going to do to you? Are you ever going to believe that I'm God? It's the same question that I must ask you. Are you ever going to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? He is God and he's come here to seek and to save you. And you can tell me, yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I walk, I go to church, and I believe all those things. Well, if you have not taken Jesus, if you've not come by faith to him and received him as your Savior, I don't care how many times you go to church or how many churches you've been in or how involved you are within the church, unless you come by faith to Jesus, there's going to be nothing for you. And so please that you come by faith to Jesus and you receive this gift and you take Jesus in spiritually as it's calling here to do. And he asks another question there in verse 62. What? "And if ye shall see me, see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before." What's that going to do to you? Are you ever going to believe all these signs and miracles and wonders and healings, everything that I've done? I've fed you so many things that Jesus has done for these people, and they still sit there and they murmur and they wonder. And maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you've been listening to this program for a long time, but you still are back in that back seat wondering and murmuring and questioning that this is right because maybe you weren't taught. These people here, these disciples, they weren't taught to come by faith to Jesus. They were taught for their works, and if you keep this feast and this and this and this, then you'll be okay, and you might go to heaven. They did not teach that eternal life is a free gift, that salvation is by the grace of God. He has given it to you. If you'll just come and believe in him and trust in him, accept him as your personal Savior. These people didn't understand that. It is the Spirit, verse 63, that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. So anything you can do, anything that you can muster up, and anything work that you can accomplish that's from your hands has no value when it comes to your salvation. None at all. And so it profits nothing. The Spirit, as you receive the Holy Spirit, you trust in the Lord Jesus, the Spirit comes to live within your heart, and it quickens your soul. It makes it new. That's what we have in Jesus when we come to him and trust in him. But the flesh profits nothing. So don't depend on anything of your own power and your own ability. It has to completely and totally and wholly come from the Lord Jesus. It needs to come from God. That's the only place that salvation can come. It's the only place you can have forgiveness of sins, through no other means. And that leaves out the communion and baptism and church membership and all those things. Again, they're all correct, they're all scriptural, but in the right place. And don't put them before Jesus. Jesus must come first. Then it continues, and the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Do you want eternal life? Do you want the power and the presence of God? Do you want to walk with Jesus and enjoy His strength? Then please come by faith to Jesus and be saved. Listen to the words of God. It's so simple, isn't it? Listen to the words of God. Have you ever studied the Word of God? Have you ever enjoyed? Now, you know, I do. I listen and I hear folks say that I have read through the Bible in a certain period of time. There's sure nothing wrong with that, but it's kind of like the same situation where you come and you're faithful to the church and you're involved with the church and you work very hard in the church, but you miss something, and that's Jesus. Now, when you're reading through the Bible, are you looking for Jesus in every word, in every verse of Scripture? Are you looking for Jesus because He's the one? It's His living Word. And so do not read it as just a novel or just a book, and don't read it just to be saying that I have read the Word of God. I want you to search it. I want you to study the Word of God. The last several years now, for 12 years, we have been studying through the Bible, verse by verse. We have not passed one verse that we did not read and look at as we have studied the Word of God. We have been at it for 12 years, and we're in the book of Judges. That's how far into the Bible we have gotten on Wednesday night at the Bible study. Every Wednesday night that we come together and study the Word of God, we have studied it from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. Now, as we have looked through those books, as we have studied those precious books, it has been so much fun to go verse by verse by verse. But you know, to be just such a short distance in, and we're at the 13th chapter of Judges right now, to have studied that completely, it's taken us 12 years. Now, have you read through a third of the Bible, or are you going to, you've got a goal to read so much of the Word of God? Please be careful, my friend, that you're not just doing it so it's an accomplishment that you can brag about. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Search the Word of God. It doesn't matter that you have covered such a certain area of the Word. It's important what you've learned. And you must learn that Jesus saves. You must learn that Jesus keeps. You must learn that Jesus gives you life and life eternal. And you must learn that that life and life eternal is just what it says, forever and ever. And that's what the Word of God is here to tell you. It's to tell you that I have life for you, if you will come by faith and trust in me. It also clearly explains what happens to the lost that deny Jesus, that sat in that pew all their life but have neglected such a free gift of salvation through and by the Lord Jesus. It tells us what's going to happen to them. They will stay in the grave until those that die, they will stay in the grave until the end of the thousand-year millennium. They will be taken out of that grave bodily, and their soul and their spirit, their body will be rejoined together, and then they will be pronounced, they'll be judged, and they'll be placed into the lake of fire for eternity. That's what's going to happen to you if you neglect this free gift of salvation. It's a beautiful verses of Scripture. As we study the Scripture, these people murmured that Jesus asked, what are you going to do when the Son of Man ascends up where He was before? He kept on about how the food, the manna, has come down. I have come down. I am that bread of life for you. What are you going to do when I go back up? And He explains to them that there is no power or strength in the flesh the power and the strength is in my word. He says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. And so that's the reason that we cannot change the Word of God. We must study the Word of God, but we must not change the Word of God, because there is life in God's Word, and that's what we're looking at right here, enjoying the Word of God. Verse 64, there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. See, the Lord Jesus knows everything. He knows every word, every thought, everything that you do. And so don't try to trick Jesus, because you can't do it. You can fake everybody in the church. You can fake your family. You can deceive all them, but you cannot deceive Jesus, because he knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. So you need to come to Jesus and repent unto him and be saved. Not repent unto some other man. Not ask some other man to forgive you for your sins. You need to come to Jesus and ask him, because he's the only one that can take them away. So please, that you trust in Jesus. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given him of my Father. We've been through this many, many times. The Holy Spirit, his job, his responsibility is to come and to convict the hearts of the lost and show them their sinful condition and expose Jesus to them. Show the Lord Jesus. That comes by a reading of the Word of God. How will anyone be saved if there not be a preacher to preach it? That's the reason the churches can stay filled with lost people and they're never saved, is because the preacher is not preaching the truth, and the power of the Holy Spirit from those words is not going out and convicting that heart. And so you're staying lost. So I ask that you listen very carefully today as we look to these words. And he said, many of them believe not, and therefore I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given him, given unto him of my Father. As that is presented, the Holy Spirit comes, convicts the heart. The Father has sent the Holy Spirit for that job. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. You see, they did not believe that Jesus is God. Is that where you're at today? From that time, many of his disciples, many stopped following him. How can you follow Jesus for a short time and then decide, no, I'm not going to follow him any longer? It's because you do not know him as your Savior. You have not trusted in him. When the Holy Spirit convicted your heart and the Father called you out, you rejected that call and you went another way. You chose not to come to Jesus at that time. And then as you followed a little longer and you just kind of kept your distance, and when questions like this was raised, you were not willing to take Jesus as your Savior and truly trust in him by faith. You weren't willing to do that. And so what happens when that takes place is that you walk for a period of time, and then you decide to walk no more. And that's the way they did. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? You see, a multitude of people left. Many of the followers left. So he turned to the 12 and he asked them the same thing. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. What a statement that Peter makes here. He says so clearly, there is no other way but you. And oh, if we would know that today and stand today on this statement that Simon Peter makes here. He says, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. What did we look at a little earlier here in verse 63? Verse 63, the flesh profits nothing, but the words that I speak unto you. And so will you please look to the Word of God? Will you please trust in the Lord Jesus? And we find in verse 69 now, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Now Peter's saying something that he's not real sure of there, because he is making a statement that he doesn't know. He knows himself, but others do not that's with him. My dear friend, we've talked about Jesus. Now what are you going to do about Jesus?